4 CPA Mobile.
Everybody be careful. Dave's on the road again, just like Willie Nelson. This is N0TR.
Well, yeah, I'm on the road again, just like Willie. Always like Willie Nelson. This is unbelievable. I got a green light here at Rutherford and Wade Hampton, and I'm going to make it. Golly, day, this is unbelievable. You need to write this down on this date in history. That's a one in a million right there, let me tell you. That light's always red, and it's both lanes are backed up to, you know, Georgia. I mean, that's unreal.
Cross your fingers and your toes and everything else that somebody don't run through the amber light and get you. Shoot, Dave. Well, I'm outside and got the mail. And I gotta tell you, even though it's 53 degrees, it feels like 4 to 4. And at 27% humidity, that makes it even feel colder. Oh, I was just sitting here watching a TV show, American Greed, and using my TENS unit to electrocute my lower back, and drinking a cup of coffee and eating a piece of this red cake roll with some kind of wonderful icing in the center of it.
RCL.
Breaker, go ahead, KB4CBA.
Hi, Dave, Tom. It's good to hear y'all. I was going to chime in there and tell you, you might want to go buy a lottery ticket if you hit that green light like that.
Do the same thing.
I call it uptown, actually out there on Wade Hampton and Taylor's this morning, and traffic was exponentially higher on Friday, no question about it.
I mean, on Wade Hampton, I don't know what it is. It's traffic's busier all the time. I mean, it's busy all the time, I should say. It's just like, it's like rush hour all day long. And I didn't go out to check the mail. I went out to check the female.
Other gentlemen, go ahead.
K2RCL. I just thought I'd just jump in there real quick and tell Dave go get him a lottery ticket since he hit that green light. And Tom, if you got another one of them fancy little desserts there, I'll just swing by and grab me one too.
At the end of it, that sucker was, oh, I don't know, 15 inches long and 4 inches in diameter. Oh, it was good, Russell. I'll tell you for sure. Well, Dave, you know, right now, I was reading this fully, but it went away. The headlines are popping up here on my computer. It makes me mad. It gets about this time of day, and I get sleepy if I'm not outside doing something. So I guess I'll go out and check on the birds in a little bit, the girls. It just angers me. So I need some of that stuff that Willie Nelson used in his bus when he was on the road again.
You're talking about an adult beverage?
I think it was more like them twisted, funny-looking cigarettes. I've never tried one, but, you know, I'm almost willing to do it. Not really.
There's a country group called, oh, gosh, what is it? Texas. I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, and they sing a song, you know, I've never done this, never done that, you know, never done this, and they just keep saying all this stuff they've never done, and then they go, and that, well, there's a first time for everything, that's the chorus. And there you go.
Go ahead and take it, Russell.
I don't think I want anything to do with no left-handed cigarettes now.
Never heard of that one before. I always call it smoking them funny cigarettes. But you know, I asked the doctor about that CBD stuff, and she just said that she didn't know if it'd help or not for my lower back. You know, those rub-on things and all that. But I think it's so clabbered up now with so many phonies out there, I wouldn't know the first place to go. And I'm not going into one of those puff and snuff shops for cigarettes. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, you don't want to go in one of those vapor shops and come out smelling like God knows what. Oh, man, I've seen people vaping in their car, and it looks like their car is on fire when they exhale, so it's really crazy.
Tom, my wife uses CBD oil. She's been doing it for a while now, and she said it makes a huge difference for her. She gets it from a place that's up in Asheville, North Carolina, where they do their own processing. Seems to be pretty legit stuff. I'll have to get the name of the company from her.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Russell. The doctor said it was all right to try because it doesn't have that THC in it. I'd give it a try. This has got to be kind of extreme here lately. And I see, I said I was going to go out and visit the girls. I'll run this back to you, then you can pass it to Dave. But apparently you have some boys.
Hey, Tom, I'm sorry I missed the tail end of that. I was actually had sent her a text message to ask her what it was. She said the place is called Appalachian Standard. It's up in Asheville, North Carolina.
I flunked hooked on phonics, but Appalachian Standards, ARDS. But even though I flunked it, Siri didn't. Go ahead, Dave. Thank you, Russell.
Well, I'm at the toy store, so, and the antenna store, so I'm gonna jump out here and see if I can get the right hinges for the Lazy Susan cabinet doors. This will be about the third trip over here for this, so it's getting to be a little frustrating, but we'll get it one of these days. We'll get it right. Anyway, 73's, gentlemen, KB4CBA.
73's, Dave. It's good talking to you. I can't even say my own call sign. K2RCL.
You've been getting into the THC part of that CBD, Russell. See you later, Dave. And so how do you spell that last one now? Down here, they all flunked hooked on phonics, and everything's y'all and hose pipes and hose bibs and yada yada. So there's no telling how that's spelled.
What's that, Tom? I think I missed something there.
Well, I can spell standards, but I can't spell that Appalachia or whatever you said.
It's Appalachian Standard, just like the Appalachian Mountains. I went to Blue Ridge, so I'm going to be hard up to be able to spell it without Google.
So you're saying they didn't even have hooked on phonics?
Or no, I had to take my shoes off count past 10.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, I think we're going back to being CBers here. We can't even spell it. Well, that's all right. Oh, I'm a pretty good speller, but I'm just going to let Siri spell that one out. What are you up to today, Russell?
Ran out of supplies over on the job over in Inman that I've been working on, and run by Lowe's, picked up a few of those, and the wife sent me by Vaughn's down there. They got some ribeyes and pork chops on special, so I picked those up, and I am making my way back to the house for an early Friday afternoon.
It's been a rooster on your telephone then, I heard crowing, wasn't it?
The ringtone for my text message when my wife texted. Ain't no way I can miss it, that's for sure.
0TR or J2RCL. Well, I gotta tell you, that's just pretty neat. Mine is Da-da-dit. Do you know what that is? CW class, and that's an R, and my last name starts with an R, Russell, so I hear da-da-dit, and it catches my attention real good, but I like that rooster. When we got our hens the other day, there was, I always say, I got one in the woodpile there, because one of them turned out to be not so female, and it crows, and crows, and crows.
Rest of them will make good breakfast, but that will make a good dinner.
Yep, too early in the morning, he's going to wind up being a rotisserie chicken.
Say, the other ones, they can make you breakfast, but that will make dinner for you.
One of our chickens, I had to do away with the other flock here a while back. They got to where they didn't lay. But Steve, VWA, he had one attack his wife. He had one rooster in there, and it went to Glock Heaven.
Yep.
And they did the same thing with me, and it was every time I went out there. And I told Bernice, I said, if you don't want to cook that sucker, it's going to go there too. And it did. I mean to tell you, she'd shriek. And she had them spurs on her feet that you wouldn't believe. And if you messed with her, then the big red hen that looks like a rooster would come flying at me. And if he does that, when I whacked him upside the head. And he kind of got a smart pill out of that. And so he stays away from me anymore. But when I was a little kid, I had one out at my grandma's. She had a rest home out in Cherokee, Kansas. And that sucker chased me all over the yard and flogging me all the way. And that ain't going to happen anymore.
QRCL. Yeah, we had a few, and the rooster got after the wife, and that was pretty much the end of them. But, Tom, I am about to destinate here at the house, and it looks like we got something going on in the road in front of the house here, so I'm going to check this out. But, as always, it was a pleasure talking with you. I enjoyed it, as always, and 73s, and I will be clear after your final.
Okay, Russell. Yeah, I enjoyed it, too, and good choice on them ribeyes there. My favorite's the filet, and... But I'll eat a ribeye in a pinch. My grandson can eat one of them great big tomahawk ones by himself. Of course, he's 14 years old and 6'4 and wears a size 16 shoe. They're all visiting Aruba right now. Talk to you later. K2RCL and 0TR. I'm going to head out to chickens.
CPA mobile.
Hit it right this time, dummy. And 0TR.
They don't have what I'm looking for, and he said I'd probably have to order it online. He knew what I was talking about, but they just don't carry it. They have a variety of hinges. I don't know why they wouldn't carry this particular one. It's two cabinets in a corner, and there's a Lazy Susan, and they both open, you open one, and then it opens the other. It's real interesting. They're, the two cabinets are hinged together.
Thought you'd own up to it like a man there after three times. Well, I figured out how to spell Appalachian. I thought you'd help me with that. Russell gave me this address for this Appalachian Standards. It sounds like that CBD oil is legal for arthritis. As long as it comes from hemp and not marijuana plants.
Some cream at home that my wife bought me, I cannot remember the name of it, but it works really well. I used it when I was having my knee problems with my left knee, and it worked very well. The only precaution it had was, don't get it in your eyes. So I would, apply it and then immediately wash my hands. Cause that's the last thing I need, to get some of that in my eyes.
Well, Russell said this comes from up in Asheville. I'm seeing a user rating here of 2.5 stars. That's not too encouraging, but your evaluation sounds good. I just been trying to think of something to use on my lower back. I use that roll-on cryoderm menthol once in the morning, once during the day, once after a shower, once before I go to bed, and then during the middle of the night, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And that gets old. Oh, and 0 TR.
Not making a U-turn. 3-point turn, KB4 CBA.
I often hear those terms down here. We got taught that up in Kansas many years ago. Bernice, how many tomatoes? 36? Oh, she's got 2 in each pot of celebrities, big boys, and beefsteak tomatoes starting out. And I bought one the other day, and just one of them plants down there at Lowe's is $3.98. And you got a package of seeds. And they're higher now and less seeds, but what'd they cost on the average for a package? About $2 or $3, but the celebrities are hard to find. You know those suckers come from Taiwan, Dave. Can you believe that? Yeah, I had to take a second take on it, too. The celebrity tomatoes, we couldn't find them anywhere. Oh, she gets seed catalogs from Burgess and all of these Breggs. Every day, it seemed like, right now. And she looked at the package on the tomato seeds. It was from Taiwan.
I bought clothes at Walmart that were made in Vietnam, so and I didn't even know it until I got home and started looking at the tag, and I'm like, what? I tell you, I'm on this back road here off of Wade Hampton. I can't remember the name of it, and it is one bumpy ride.
Holes in the roads, the chuck holes and potholes, whatever you want to call them, are terrible right now. And when they repair them, they never do it good enough. The ones that really amaze me is when you go to Costco's at Spartanburg. Rusty said they had it all blocked off the other day and repaired it. Well, I'll tell you, those holes are back in less than a week. And some of those are big enough to hit your frame just going down the entrance to Costco's there. What is it?
Westgate Mall.
You have to be careful. I used to have a car that had a, the front end had drooped on it. I guess that's the only word I know to use. It may have had a little crack in it or something. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. But And if I was coming into a road, like coming out of a parking lot, and it was downhill, and I was hitting the other road at a 90-degree angle, I had to get the car at a 45-degree angle to get on the road without scraping the front end. And it would scrape the heck out of it, too. And, you know, that car was white, and that front end got a little skin up, and I got me a can of white spray paint, and I just sprayed real lightly over it, and it looked fantastic. It looked like a little had been in a paint booth.
The really, really seriously bad part about chuck holes are if you're up in the mountains or anywhere on a motorcycle, they can take your life from you.
Yeah, there was a guy, well, a buddy of mine that we used to ride a lot together, he said that there was this guy he knew was riding down the highway, and evidently there was some construction or something. Anyway, there was like a 6-inch drop off from the bridge to to the pavement when he came off the bridge, and he didn't know it. And he said he was about half asleep, and I think he about bit his tongue off when he hit that thing. And I don't know what the hell happened. If he wrecked or what, I'm not really sure. But that'd be a heck of a drop off on a motorcycle.
Oh, I'm telling you, Dave, I've never been down as a result of a pothole or chuck hole, but I've hit some that really scared the snot out of me. But I just wonder how the three-wheelers and that would fare. God, I'd love to have something to ride, but I couldn't take it because there's just not enough suspension on them.
So one thing I've learned on a motorcycle is I follow a vehicle, if I'm behind a vehicle, especially a two-lane road, but really even a four-lane, I stay way back because, they can straddle stuff in the road. And if you're right up on them and they straddle something, you're not going to have enough time to react if you're right up on the car. And you're going to wind up running over it, and it could make you go down. So that's one thing I learned. And, and I'm not a real daredevil on my motorcycle. I like to ride. Fast when I can, but when it's safe. But I'm not a speed demon or a adrenaline junkie, I guess you would say. So you just have to be smart when you're riding.
That's very true, and I try to do the same thing in the car. Occasionally you'll forget, but if you're in traffic around here, what is that road that comes back up, Bernice, from Dickie's old place? Fairview Drive or something like that. Turns into Rutherford Road. If you're coming towards our place, Dave, towards the east, I call it, if you turn where the old Dickie's place, barbecue place used to be, it's Josie's now, that road there is prohibitive. Wow. And they patch them regularly. I'll give them credit for that. But it's terrible. I see here on Fox News on the computer, Capitol lockdown, one officer dead after man armed with a knife smashes the car into security barrier. Sources say suspects also dead. Well, generally speaking, the capital would be Washington, D.C.
Capitol Park. Oh, man, I hate that. I tell you. Well, I think it was a couple of days ago, there was somebody shot in the parking lot at Walmart Greer, I think it was over a road rage incident. Evidently, they followed him into the parking lot.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, this looks like it might have been a pop-up barrier that got him. Maybe he made it past one, and then that pop-up barrier come up out of the road. They said they was going to do that years ago with Hoover Dam, and I don't think you can even go over that dam anymore. I think they rerouted it to another bridge, but they was building it at the time, and they said it was a barrier that could pop up out of the road from beneath the road and block a semi, like if it was a bomb coming down towards Boulder Dam, and that was pretty amazing. That's kind of what this looks like. It appears to be out in front of the White House. I haven't clicked on it yet because there will be audio with it.
Yeah, they have those. And you won't get through it. that way the suicide bomber can't, you know, hit the White House or whatever. All right, well, I'm here at Ace Hardware, so I'm going to bail out on you again. I'm going to try one more time here and see if I can have some success. And I might be talking to you in a minute. Anyway, KB4CBA, I'm going to clear out.
Okie doke, Dave. Pleasure as always. This time I am going to run out to the chickens. I keep saying that, but I'm going. See you later. 54 degrees, N0TR clear.